respiració. Vic. Propera parada. Barcelona, plaça de Catalunya.
In the world where many problems are subject to silence or smoothing over corners, and others are inflated to a state of general panic, well, the topic of climate change stands out, equally giving the rise to both skeptical assessments that kind of underestimate it, and to clearly insane conspiracy theories. And of course, all of this can be understood in the end. The problem is not just existential, we can already feel its consequences on ourselves. Well, take the same heat waves, for example. And in the context of a discussion of what can be done to neutralize or at least limit the scale of this problem, you can hear a phrase that may seem like a manipulative cliché: start with yourself. And there is someone that can start, of course. The population of the Earth is already almost 8 billion people, and more than half of them live in the cities. And yes, cities are cool. Shopping centers, good roads and infrastructure, heated premises. But cities, us, industry, all require electricity, heat, food. But it's not born out of thin nowhere, of course. We burn fossil fuels, we drive our cars, we buy the whole variety of things, consume or dump them, and it's the lifestyle we much or less like and enjoy. But in the end, you can say, if one likes to sled, he also has to like to drive the sledge. Nobody likes the heat waves, right? So we can say that with the right policies, cities really have a say in the fight against climate change, right? And as I have mentioned previously, cities are great pollutants. According to the scientific data, the United Nations Environment Programme stipulates that cities are responsible for the 75% of global CO2 emissions, being the transports and the buildings the largest contributors. So, well, perhaps they actually play a major role in the fight against climate change. The time frame for this podcast is too short to fully cover all the nuances, so we would just like to provide a few interesting thoughts and to see how cities are key actors in fighting the causes and consequences of the climate change. We will move to my colleague into the case study of Barcelona.
Well, Barcelona is a city located in the northeast of Spain, being the second most populated city in the country, Spain. Since the arrival of Ada Colau, the left-wing populist candidate, to the mayor's office in 2015, Barcelona has been implementing some polyvalent and green policies in the fields of urbanism and city automobile traffic. A stop must be done here to those who may don't know very much about urbanism, but let's clear that there are two important measures to be taken when we are talking about green policies: the adaptation ones, which focuses on reducing the consequences of climate change, and the mitigation policies, which try to avoid the main causes of the climate change. Coming back to the case of Barcelona, how did this mayor, Ada Colau, change the urban policies to make them greener? The main project implemented has been the Superillas, a Catalan word which can be translated as superblocks. This type of city superblocks are a new model of mobility that restructures the typical urban road network, reducing the automobile traffic, reducing, consequently, the emissions. Another base of this new urbanism model is the increase of green spaces. What is the result of this model based on the superblocks? A single policy that is capable to cover both adaptation and mitigation, since reduces the emission sources and makes the city more resilient by the green ecosystem and a local way of life, bringing this case closer to the idea of 15 minutes city. A conclusion can be made knowing this: the cities are essential in the policies of climate change. If they may be seen as a cause of the climate change, from this podcast, we encourage to see the cities as the solution to the climate change as well. Lessons can be learned from the Barcelona superblock intervention. They change completely the nature of cities, not only saving the ecosystem, but also making people's life better. The future lies in the cities. Let's take care of them and, consequently, of ourselves.